Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. I know because I've been a subscriber to the magazine and have enjoyed a rich friendship with the founder, Steve Strang. Now, let me tell you something. I got some exciting news here. You can now not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Larry Tomczak, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at, listen to this, charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about churches across the U.S. doing drive-in services during the COVID-19 lockdowns. Will this new style of service catch on even after the virus tapers off? Learn more after the break. The New Believer's Bible has equipped over 10 million new Christians as they started their journey with Jesus. Now, a new edition of the New Believer's Bible includes revised and expanded notes and features to help new Christians read, study, and understand the Bible so they can deepen their faith and build a foundation for their new life in Christ. The New Believer's Bible is now even better. Discover more at newbelieversbible.com. Several churches are trying a new kind of service, one that's completely safe during the coronavirus pandemic. They're calling it drive-in church. Paul Dougherty, pastor of Victory Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, shared the results of his innovative church service on Facebook. He wrote this: "Desperation is the breeding ground for innovation. Tonight, our church rose up with creativity in the midst of a crisis. The gates of hell will not prevail. We are that church." End quote. Dougherty says 4,000 people showed up in their cars for that service, and 36,000 more joined them via live stream. Dougherty preached from the roof of his church, as well as on a scissor lift. He says this: "Jesus was lifted up, and hearts were forever impacted by the message of hope and victory over the virus." End quote. After the service, Dougherty and his church blessed thousands of people by handing out boxes of groceries and frozen chicken in a drive-through manner. But Dougherty's Victory Church isn't the only one to do this kind of service. Reverend Nick Bruckner of Unalakleet Covenant Church conducted a similar service in the village of Unalakleet, Alaska. Despite the strong winds and sub-freezing weather, Bruckner preached outside through a microphone to his congregation of 35 while they were in their cars. He says to the Associated Press, "Everybody who was in their car had the biggest smile on their face, just because we didn't physically gather for church the week before. And everybody misses it. Being together, even though there's no physical contact, really warms people's hearts and encouraged everybody, including me." End quote. Genoa Church pastor Frank Carl preached to a larger crowd of 600 people in 300 cars in Westerville, Ohio. Carl tells the Christian Post that this was the first time Genoa Church has held a drive-in service. He says it was a great way to let people worship collectively in a safe way while still honoring the guidelines of their governor. Could this trend catch on? Head to charismanews.com and let us know your thoughts in the comments section of this story. Tune in next time. Thank Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.